Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. Find a comfortable seat to join me for a meditation in a few minutes. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. So you're anchored in and feeling nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. If you've listened to previous episodes, you know that I have been working with the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz for quite some time. And I continue to do that today. It's part of my daily practice. And I let the card that I pull inform how the podcast episode is going to go, give it a theme and a direction. And the card that I pulled today is the Golden Egg. It's part of a group of cards that Kim has called the Spirit Cards, and that align with the chakra system. The Golden Egg is the heart chakra card. And the meaning of the message of the card is around how we get in touch with that heart energy and what is sitting inside that egg. Kim says that this card invokes a call to find a warm and quiet time for meditation, like that incubating egg. And she does recommend Yoga Nidra. Go back to 2017. In the podcast episodes, you'll find a Yoga Nidra episode if you'd like to have a guided Yoga Nidra to work with. And since I'd done Yoga Nidra in an episode already, I decided that this would be a good episode to do a meditation. And in deciding which one, I was drawn back to just about an hour ago when I was sitting outside doing my morning sit spot practice, which is simply sitting outside in nature and just being there, observing, listening. And I find that I can get senses from the natural world. I'm inspired. I get ideas. I contemplate sitting out there. I also catch sight of the squirrels, which are near and dear to my heart because most of the squirrels out in the woods behind my house are ones that I raised and released as a rehabilitator. So I like to see what they're up to. It's part of my morning practice. And this morning I was sitting and watching for the squirrels, who are not always easy to spot because they're well camouflaged. And often they will stop when they notice that I'm there and watch me watching them. And as I was sitting, I had the thought that I was intruding on their space by being out there, that they could be in getting their breakfast or doing their squirrel things, getting their day going, if I was not there. There is one squirrel that comes very close to me and will go past me as if my presence there is okay, but the rest of them tend to stay at a little bit of a distance. And I was thinking also in that contemplation of something that I read just yesterday about how one of the fallacies that's been promoted by science, unfortunately, and this was a wildlife biologist who was sharing this, is that nature is something that's out there and we can protect it by keeping humans away from it. Now, our human species can be very destructive in nature and we don't always make the best choices, but at the same time, separating ourselves and thinking that we're not part of nature can be equally destructive because my thought, we won't save what we don't love. And as long as nature is out there and we're in here, we don't interact with it. We're not inspired. We don't care. And it's a little bit of a shift to be able to feel that the human species belongs in nature as much as the other animals. When I first became a wildlife rehabilitator, some of the questions that I got were, well, aren't you interfering with nature? Shouldn't you just let nature take its course? And as I'm taping a turtle that got ran over by a car back together, my first thought is, well, I don't think nature created that car. It was human interference that caused this turtle to end up in this condition. But there's also, again, that idea of separateness. And if I am part of nature and I can be of assistance to one of my fellow species, how is that interfering? Or is it just acknowledging our oneness? So this is what I was contemplating as I was out there this morning with the squirrels. And I have been working on, as I've been sitting out there, tapping into the oneness that is true in my heart, that divine essence of love, that is the divine essence of all beings, that creates this interconnectedness and oneness. As I sat this morning, contemplated the different ways that people move into nature, and the energy that they radiate, and chose, again, to move into nature radiating love, acknowledging the oneness, the sameness, letting go of the human versus nature duality, and feeling into my place in the little ecosystem of the woods behind my house and in our global ecosystem. So the meditation that I'm going to take you through is going to take you into the woods and give you an opportunity to connect with an animal, a nature spirit. The other thing the golden egg card message brings forward is to find the question that is heaviest on your heart and ask it. So if you're going to sit with me for meditation, drop in for a moment. What is the question that is heaviest on your heart? And hold that question right there at the edge of your consciousness. You might repeat it to yourself a few times. And let that question and seeking an answer be your intention going into this meditation. And get comfortable in your seat. If you prefer to lie down, you might do that, or recline. But put yourself in a position where you can stay present and awake. And when you get comfortable, close your eyes. Let your breath flow naturally. Let each breath relax you. Become more and more relaxed, body relaxed, mind relaxed. One more time, know your question. Now in your mind's eye, imagine you're standing on a gravel road at the edge of a forest. In front of you are 5 stone steps down to a path that leads into the trees. You start down the steps. At the first step, your body becomes completely relaxed. At the second step, your mind quiets. On the third step, you feel peace flowing through you. At the fourth step, you know you are in a safe place. As you step onto the fifth and final step, your vision becomes sharp and clear, and the light seems brighter and the colors more vivid. You follow the path into the trees, fully taking in everything you see. You notice each subtle hue of green leaves and the brown dirt. Here and there, a yellow leaf left over from the fall catches your eye. The light filters through the treetops and dapples the path in front of you. You look up and see bits of blue sky between the tall trees. You see the varying textures of the tree bark, some smooth and some gnarled, knotted and rough. You notice tiny flowers on delicate stalks nestled against the root of one tree, and you wonder how they came to grow there. Twigs and pebbles crunch under your feet. You feel a slight, cool breeze that rustles the leaves. You become aware of mossy smells and the singing of birds high above you, and the buzzing of insects around you. you can feel life here. You continue down the path, stepping carefully to avoid the small green plants which have sprung up between rocks. As you move deeper into the forest, the light fades and the air becomes damp and musty. The path becomes softer beneath your feet. Moving on, you notice the sound of running water ahead and walk down the path toward the sound. Suddenly, you step into brighter light and find yourself on the bank of a wide stream. You can see the sun overhead here, and the sunlight reflects on the water. The stream is rocky, and the water tumbles over the worn stones in a series of small waterfalls. The spring sun is melting snow in higher elevations, and the water runs quickly by, carrying leaves, small twigs, and a few water bugs over the rocks. You sit on the damp, cool moss on the bank and watch the water flow by. As you watch, a small green lizard scampers onto a rock. Then you move slightly and he disappears between the rocks. The sun is warm despite the breeze. You are filled with peace just being in this place. A rustling in the trees on the opposite bank catches your attention, and you look up to see an animal emerge from the trees. What kind of animal is it? Let it be whatever first comes to mind. It sees you and moves cautiously toward the stream. You catch its eyes and it stops, watching you. You know you are safe here and do not feel fear, just awe at being this close to this animal. You have a clear, unobstructed view and can see it in detail. You can see the shape of its body, muscle, and bone. You can see the shape of its feet, its tail, its jaw. You know there is power in that body, the power it needs to survive in the forest. You notice its texture, fur or scales or feathers or skin. You imagine what it would feel like if you could touch the animal. You can see its colors, not just the body colors, but the color of its eyes. And you look into those eyes and feel a connection. And know this animal has a message for you. What is it telling you? What does this animal have to say? It might simply be a message of mutual respect. Perhaps it is something more. Let the message come to you. Trust that whatever message you hear is the right one. You repeat the message to yourself a few times, wanting to remember it. Then you look down, breaking eye contact, and the animal turns and wanders back into the trees. You watch it go, grateful for the opportunity to see it so close and for the message it shared with you. Knowing your time here is done, you stand, turn away from the stream, and walk back along the forest path, through the darkness under the thick trees. A few more steps brings you back to the place where patches of light illuminate the path ahead, and before long you can see the stone steps. You walk to the steps, taking one last look at the trees behind you. Then put your foot down on the first step and start to climb. On the next step, you become aware of your breath. On the next step, you feel your body. On the next step, you become aware of the room. As you reach the top of the steps, you are back in the present, bringing with you the animal's message and the sense of peace you found in the forest. Take a few deep breaths. Move any part of you that needs to move. If you're lying down, roll to your side and make your way up. Take another moment for your spirit to fully inhabit your physical being. And it's a good time to write down the message that you received in your meditation. How does it answer that question that was most heavy on your heart today? Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.